Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Montreal Alouettes released John Football today and released a statement stating that the Canadian Football League has informed all of its member clubs that it will not register a contract for Manziel should any club attempt to sign him.
Yeah, apparently the CFL said, we advised Montreal that Johnny had violated one of the conditions we had set for him to be in our league, and Montreal announced his release today. I'm sure the XFL would love to have him. I'm sure the AAF. And would you rather have Johnny Manziel or Christian Hackenberg?
Yeah.
That's a pretty easy answer for me, but I don't think the Alouettes are going to miss him. Your boy O'Brien talking about he doesn't know who's going to call the plays yet, but he talks about his new offensive coordinator. Says he's let him do a lot of other stuff besides just coach tight ends. He says he's run the third down meeting. He's run our Wednesday morning meeting where we introduce the opponent's defense. He's done a lot of things in front of the unit because I do think that you can't just take a guy and say, okay, coach tight ends, and that's all he ever did. And then you put him in front of a unit of professional football players. That's not what we've done here. That doesn't make me have a lot of confidence.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. And hopefully we'll have a lot more good stuff here in the 6 o'clock hour. We also did conspiracy theories that were believable.
Relatively believable.
Relatively believable. That sound viable. How's that? We had our new promotions director on the show to tell you guys what's coming up, including Glenn Davis tonight at King's Court. And from 7 to 9, be doing Soccer Matters at King's Court.
Soccer Matters.
They got pretty good food there.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to.
You going to watch the UH game tonight?
Well, hopefully they'll have it on there, because if not, and it's just soccer, then I'll probably have to just pay my respects and then go somewhere else. Because, yeah, I'm going to watch the game. I've watched every game really since probably early December, at least most of them. I mean,
I think if you were going to miss one, yeah, tonight's one you can miss.
Yeah, this one in the Tulane game would be the two. When they played Tulane, I could have missed it, but I didn't. I sat there and watched the whole thing. Plus, the Leafs play tonight, so I might want to watch that too. We'll just see how it goes.
See how it goes.
Yeah, I don't like to plan too much. I like to just kind of roll with stuff.
Yeah.
And besides, by the time I get home, the UH game probably be at close to halftime. It starts now, right? Yeah, it'll be almost over.
Yeah, true.
We could put it on, though, here.
We could. Or we could put on a game that matters even more to us today.
To you.
Yeah.
let's clarify that.
Is the Southern Illinois-Evansville game not on your radar today?
No. But I don't think UH is actually on. I think they're on ESPN3.
They're on ESPN3.
Yeah, so we can't watch them. I'm pretty sure the Salukis are not on there.
No, they're on ESPN Plus.
Oh, so, wow.
But they are out to a 5-0 lead 1 minute into the game. So that's promising.
Kenny wants to know, what are the odds we get the Game of Thrones season 8 trailer within the week? We've already had like two of them. You want a new one?
I guess he wants like a full one.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Usually what happens is I find out about this stuff when it actually drops.
Yeah. Once someone else tweets it out, I'll know about it.
Yeah. Or like the one with the Starks. I was watching something on HBO. I think it was True Detective is when that one came out. It was like the first True Detective, and there it was. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're getting close. This is going to work out really well, AJ, because we're going to have the tournament going to take us through March.
Yes.
And then we're going to get into, you know, we'll have the draft in April. And then that's when we'll get Game of Thrones. So we're almost there, man.
Sounds good to me.
Tomorrow's March, right? Or no, the day after is March. Yeah, Friday's March. So again, I'm off one day. I don't know why. But yeah, we'll be into March. So hell, we're a month away.
That's it.
Baseball's going to start soon. Got lots of stuff going on. I do wish Natalie at SeatGeek would quit sending me emails about Blackhawks games, though. Because I bought Blackhawks tickets last year when I was on SeatGeek. And now every other day I'm getting Blackhawks tickets and schedule. Sabres, Thursday, March 7th. I do think, depending on where we're staying and everything in Dallas, may try to hit the Golden Knights Stars game.
Yeah, if we're not staying in Arlington, I'd be up for that.
Yeah, that's would be pretty cool. Because every time we're in Vegas, the Knights aren't there.
Yeah.
It's just for 2 years now.
We miss them by one day.
Yeah. I've been trying to go to a Knights game.
I'd like to see a game, too. I haven't been to a hockey game since I left Nashville, so it's been a long time. Well, that's not true. I went to an Arrows game, and I think I went to a whatever the Austin team was called. They were like the Texas Stars or something like that. They were the minor league affiliate for the Dallas Stars. I think they were the Texas Stars, but I saw them. But an NHL game, it's been since I lived in Nashville, so like 2003. Yeah. It's been a while.
I was hoping, like, every year, I'd look at the schedule and when the Leafs are playing in Dallas and think I'm going to drive up there and see it. And this year, I just totally forgot about it. Because usually,
what a committed fan you are.
Well, no, but usually it's always like it's on a weird day. It's usually Super Bowl week when we were out of town. And this year it happened like the second week of the season. I was kind of like, damn it, I could have gone to that. What the hell?
Yeah. Bad fan.
Yeah.
Take away your card.
I don't have a card.
Oh.
I have a lot of t-shirts.
Take away your blue card.
How about my hoodie? Take away my hoodie.
Yeah. We'll take away one of your hats. Not all of them, but just one.
I've only got 4 Maple Leafs hats.
That's a lot of
no
Maple Leafs
syrup
hats
for you.
I've got... Well, I had my original one, but I had to get the one with the new logo in blue. So I have the blue one, and then I have kind of the old school one where, you know, it looks like a trucker hat, and then I have a white one. So I really have 3 that I use. The other one I just kind of kept. But today I'm repping the Flames. I'm doing like a...
I know, it's weird. I guess they're not a rival.
No, they're not really a rival, but I have, you know, I kind of have other teams that I like to watch.
Yeah.
And as long as you're not playing the Leafs, I'll root for them. The Flames, Golden Knights are definitely on that list. Blackhawks are kind of on that list. But I also just collect hockey hats and stuff. Like anytime I'm in a city that has a hockey team, I try to buy a hat or a shirt.
By the way, I saw I was watching a little bit of the Astros game today, and Astros lose, so pretty much you know the season's over. And I saw the new... I don't know if this is, and I know Tim listens to our show every day, and Tim is Kansas City guy. Have you seen the Royals' new hats?
No.
I don't know if they're just for spring training, but I think they're badass. I like the Royals' hats already. Like the clean, their blue is so pretty to me, and then the clean white, and they usually have the white button on top. I dig it a lot, but I really like the new, they've got like an R with a crown on it. I'm like, that's a pretty good look. So I don't know if it's... I already have a Royals hat, which seems weird, but, you know, when your kid plays baseball, he plays for different teams, you just end up with what you end up with. But I may have multiple Kansas City Royals hats. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Now, Timmy can let us know if those are permanent or
see. Here's another
spring
one.
Training.
This one's a little bit different, but it's got the.
I like that. That's
KC,
really cool.
The KC with a crown on it. It's like baby blue with a blue bill. I'm maybe in the market for a new Royals hat, believe it or not.
So I have a. I'm trying to think. I have about half the league in the NHL. There's a bunch. I'll never buy a Montreal hat or a Bruins hat.
Do you have a Predators hat?
I don't have a Predators hat because we haven't been to Nashville in a while.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I could just go buy one somewhere, but I like collecting them when I'm in the city. It's just kind of a thing.
Okay.
Like, I got Rangers and Islanders hats from when the last time we went to the fights in New York.
And Tim tweeted that it's just for spring training and BP.
Oh.
I may get one anyway. Yeah. They're pretty badass.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. Royals.
Look at this one. This gray one.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
So what happened was a couple years ago, people used to get mad at me for wearing Royals hats, even though that's when my kid was actively on the Royals.
Right.
Because the Royals were good and the Astros were starting to get good. And
they played each other in the playoffs.
And Astros fan instantly made that a rivalry. And they did not like me wearing Royals hats. Guess what team my kid was on the next year? The Indians. Yeah, how do you think that worked out, too?
Not so good.
But now I think the Royals are irrelevant enough that if I were to wear a Royals hat, Houston fan, like regular Houston fan, wouldn't be mad at me about it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. You can't wear, like, if my kid were on the Red Sox, I wouldn't be able to wear that hat.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to
I wouldn't do that anyway. I'm anti-Red Sox.
But you kind of like the Yankees. You'd wear a Yankees hat.
If my kid were on the Yankees, sure.
I thought you had a Yankees hat.
I think I do.
Yeah, I think you do. 210 says he's closing on his first home in Sugar Land tomorrow. Freaking out about dropping all this cash, but excited. Congratulations. That's a cool thing.
Listen, dude, rob a bank, money won't be a problem.
Don't tell people to rob banks.
Oh. Rob a convenience store, money won't be a problem.
No.
Don't do that either? Okay.
Go rob some corporate.
Just work hard.
Yeah, that's the best thing. But if
hard work pays off, they say.
If you're going to rob, be a white-collar criminal and rob some corporate entity.
Like?
That's just making way too much money.
Like Amazon?
Yeah.
Or Burger King?
Or Jack in the Box?
Golden Corral.
Definitely. JOff288 just tweeted us where you can buy all the spring training caps.
Well, I mean, I found a website.
Yeah?
Like, I beat Jay to the punch.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't say that.
Well, I showed you pictures of it.
Yeah, but I just thought you were showing me pictures from spring training of the hats. You didn't clarify that they were on sale there.
My problem with these spring training hats is... It's like the material looks different than what I'm accustomed to. Like, it doesn't look like the same, like what the regular hats are made of.
You know what looks kind of cool?
I don't know if I trust that.
It's that Dodger one with the weird D.
Nope, you're not allowed to do that right now, I'm afraid.
I'm not going to wear a Dodger hat, but I was just looking. I'm looking. Well, what about a Blue Jays hat? Would that be okay?
That's allowed.
Okay.
Unless the Blue Jays get good at some point, then you won't be allowed to wear it.
It's not going to happen for a long time. Okay, so theirs is interesting. It's kind of got the red.
Oh, I actually like that hat.
Yeah, that might be worth
it. I wouldn't wear it because I don't support Canada. You do.
Yeah, not for much longer.
I mean, you've financially supported Canada before.
I have.
Now Canada financially supports you. You're living off the Canadian teat.
Not entirely. Oh, that Astros one's not bad either. Kind of got the circle logo.
Yeah, I don't like if it's got a pre-curved bill, I'm instantly off.
Yeah, see, I like that, though. I like curved bills.
I don't mind.
You like the flat bills.
I do like flat bills, but not all of my hats are flat bills.
Yeah.
But they all started as flat billed, and I curved them on my own.
See, I
want to have the right curvature to my bill.
Flat bill looks horrible on me. So,
how do we know?
Because I've tried them on before.
Okay.
Like, I'd go into Lids and was wanting to buy a hat, and I'd try it on. I go, in fact, when we were in Vegas, I wanted to get that Expos hat, but it was flat. And it
I wanted
terrible.
That Expos hat, too, but they didn't have my size.
Yeah.
I have a really big head. Okay. Now.
Well, if you had another job, you could certainly go get all the hats you wanted.
Well, I've got enough jobs, dude. I can't do more jobs. All right, over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu, took their free career evaluation last month, started 2019 in a bad job or not making enough money, and they went out and did something about it. At My Computer Career, you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no IT experience. Because helping people start an IT career, that's exactly what they do. It's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Go take you'll go to campus, or you can do classes live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they actually partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds? Wednesday. What are the odds? There's great stuff on Sports Map.
Percent 1,000.
Yes, sir. Lots of good stuff from Cody. Got my column up on Tillman Fertitta and UH, and just kind of him being a power broker. Charlie Palillo's got a video up there. And yeah, just go check it out. There's so much good stuff, especially the last couple days. We've just been loaded. So hopefully you will find something on there you enjoy. Rico says, I want the right curvature to my bill. Are we still talking about hats?
Whatever you think, bro.
Yeah. I mentioned
I'm
that,
not here to judge you.
That that Arizona one looks awesome.
I don't like snakes, though.
Yeah, I know, but I do. I like that
snake. I don't want a snake on my hat.
I like that. But I can't really work up any love for
the Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Diamondbacks Day Arizona?
Yeah.
Not your thing.
I don't know why, but I do like the Viper with the baseball.
You like Paul Goldschmidt?
He's not a Diamondback anymore. He's now a Cardinal.
But he's a former Diamondback. I mean, yeah.
That's probably good for him. But, I still wish the Astros had gotten that guy. It sure seemed like the Cardinals didn't give up a whole hell of a lot for him. But we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this, but the Skeeters and some of the other independent league teams are going to be testing some things for Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Including like robo umpires.
Okay.
Which they may move the pitching mound back, move the pitching mound a little bit back and see how that affects the game. Pitch tracking technology will be installed at all the ballparks. And so that at some point they might experiment with robotic umpires calling balls and strikes. So that would be kind of interesting. Although, yeah, you see, the ones that everybody bitches about that they put on TV.
Right.
It's still impossible. It's impossible to tell what the angle really is there.
Yeah.
And everybody acts like, because the camera.
You don't know where it's going over the plate.
The camera angle is never directly behind it because you can't see through the picture.
And what it's done is it's made couch umpire even more empowered. Like, they think that.
And annoying.
Yeah. How could you call that a ball? Or how could you call that a strike? I mean.
Because my angle is perfect from out here.
The couch angle says that was definitely a strike.
Hmm.
I don't know. I like the human element of the game, but maybe that's just me.
I'm with you to an extent because I think it does have an impact. Well, I guess in baseball, especially because every umpire has a slightly different strike zone.
Yeah,
it does impact the game. But good teams know what a guy's strike zone is when they go play.
Yep.
And you know, you scout that just like you do anything else. You know, Joe West is going to have a certain strike zone.
Yeah.
You know, what he can see over his.
That's what I mean. If you handicap baseball, you always take into account who's the umpire behind the plate. Is it a pitcher's ump or a hitter's ump?
Which I don't.
I don't handicap baseball anymore because I'm not good at it. But if you are
in the good old days when you first started, man, you would sweat every freaking pitch. It was hilarious.
It's just not worth it. My life since I stopped betting NBA and Major League Baseball has gotten so much better. Because it gives me an off season from when I'm betting.
Yeah.
Because football runs right into college basketball. So once April hits, the only thing I'll handicap until August is MMA.
That's good.
It's nice to have a break.
Yeah, I don't really have a break there because I'm focus on Triple Crown starting right about now. So then, and then it kind of, I get, well, no, because CFL cranks up right after that, starts in June. So I don't really get,
you can't stop. This is pretty, can't stop, won't stop.
This is pretty much my break right now. I'm playing a few college games just because you're doing so well at it, but I'm not doing any yesterday. No, I didn't, but I'm not doing a lot of handicapping right now. So that, well, I take that back. I'm doing 3 cards a week at Sam Houston Race Park.
Right.
So, and Tim says, I think it'd be a shame if catchers framing pitches was no longer part of the game. That's another skill.
Yeah.
And I think I like those things. And I do think there's better technology out there that you could, you know, do for some things in baseball. But let's leave that one alone. Just me. Although maybe they have a better, you know what'll happen though? They'll have the exact strike zone. And then people will bitch about that.
Yeah.
Is that your phone?
Yeah. The same number's called me 3 times now. I declined the call twice. It's from L.A.
Hmm.
And they're still calling.
Who do you...
I have no idea.
About to take off on us, huh?
All right. 7-1.
Nobody got time for that, L.A.
Daniel says, is this said robot umpire going to be able to scan the batter height for his correct strike zone? I assume so. I assume like, you know, Altuve would be a certain one and, you know, Correa's would be bigger. But 21 says, home plate umpire should always be real. Everything else, home runs, foul balls, safe calls at bases should be reviewable somehow.
I do think there is something to like foul balls and things like that. That should be, but then you're talking about putting some kind of tracker device on the baseball. I mean.
Yeah, which is. Well, we've talked about that in football. Should there be a tracker device that tells whether or not the football crossed the goal line? I think you have the technology for all that, but do you really need it? I mean, I'm all for technology and making the sport better, but right. Do you really need all this stuff to make the sport better? I mean, yeah,
honestly, I think the best way to make the sport better is to speed it up.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
And all this extra stuff won't speed things up.
No. No. And I don't think it needs to be sped up that much, but I'm an old. And I like the social aspect of baseball.
Yeah.
But I get that younger audiences aren't sticking around to watch 3.5-hour baseball games and 4-hour baseball games. And I think the same thing with football. And game goes 4 hours. I do think you lose people.
No doubt.
But you do have – the one thing that football will always have is much more people betting on it than baseball.
Yes.
And they'll stick around.
By the way, if you are curious, the Cougars of Houston are up 30-21, 7.5 minutes to go in the first half.
That's very disappointing.
I got into a discussion. I don't want to say an argument, but at a minimum a debate – last night with Matt Jackson,
yeah,
who is like number one UH basketball fan.
Oh yeah,
at this point
he has Shasta tattooed on his butt.
And his comment was, and I like Matt a lot, but his comment was, add Kentucky to the list of teams I'm not scared of in the tournament if I'm UH. And I was like, dude, I mean, they didn't play great yesterday. They still beat Arkansas. They didn't play great. They still won. And I was like, this, you got to consider, they just played Auburn. They're about to play at Tennessee in their next game. You're going to have games like this when you play this kind of a schedule. And he said, well, Corey Davis can score on anybody. And I was like, well, you don't know he can score on anybody because they've played literally no top 25 defenses, not one. And I think while I'm excited about what UH is doing too, I still think until you see him in the tournament, I think we've got to slow our roll on what they are, because I think you can see potential with them. They're a good defensive team. They're well coached. They've got some good depth. The other thing I said was, when is the last time a team won the NCAA tournament and didn't have an NBA guy on the team? Like, didn't have a first rounder on the team? I don't know. I don't remember the last time it happened. I guess I should do some research and see when it was.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to bet it's been a long ass time. Because if you're getting there, if you're winning that thing, you got guys who are going to the next level. And I just don't know if this team is that.
Oh, I don't have them winning a title. I'd be thrilled if they made the Final Four.
Well, if you're talking about they've got a better chance of winning than Kentucky.
I'm not. No. Let's not
then you're talking about that's a title contender, because Kentucky's the second favorite on the board.
Yeah. I think. Well, if you're gonna hold that against Kentucky, then let's hold the UConn game against Houston.
Wow.
Because they didn't dominate when they were supposed to, and they didn't. Yeah. They didn't cover either.
No.
Everybody has games like that. Listen, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're beating the crap out of the teams on their schedule. And there are some good teams on the schedule. They just haven't had great teams on the schedule.
LSU is a great team.
Yeah.
I think LSU's they're a top four seed.
But even that was so much earlier. I think both these teams are better now than they were then.
But there's not besides UH, there's not a single team in that conference that's going to be a six line or better. So...
Yeah, I don't know what Cincinnati's going to be. I think, ironically, I think Cincinnati would need a win over Houston to get there, and then that would knock Houston down.
I think Cincinnati's a 7 or 8 seed.
I'll have to see what Lenardi says when we get to break.
Well, it's time to go to break. Good news.
Yeah. And, guys, talking about looking at stuff on your phone, how about your car insurance? I mean, I do everything on my phone. Today I was betting horses on my phone. And my iPhone does everything. Every week my damn screen usage goes up. Well, if I'm doing all that, why aren't I doing my car insurance on there? That's what you should be thinking. Because with Go Insurance, getting insured takes less time than ordering a latte at Starbucks. Go's iPhone app delivers the first ever on-demand car insurance experience. It's just for the iPhone. It's fast, reliable, integrated with Apple, so there's no questionable web forms handling your data. And it's time to get with the program. Get with the 21st century. It's so quick. And the cool thing is, man, all you got to do is snap a photo of your license, and you can receive a quote in seconds. You can use Apple Pay. That's it. Done. Boom. So easy, just like everything else is these days. Car insurance should be the same way, and that's what Go is trying to do. So stop filling out pages of insurance paperwork, because who has time for that? Your time's valuable. Search for Go Insurance in the App Store or visit go.insure and see just how crazy fast car insurance can be. Just download the Go app and get a quote and do it right now. Just do it right now. It's going to be fast. Go.insure, Go Insurance.
ESPN 97.5. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
February 26th is the day for Virginia Tech to play Duke when they are in the top five. Because no Zion Williamson, no problem for the Hokies as they won 77-72 in Blacksburg on Tuesday night.
Let's give it up for Virginia Tech for getting that job done. And watching that game, watching Kerry Blackshear in yeah. the middle, what he did in the paint. You got to love when a guy understands the moment and wants the moment.
They've struggled with a presence in the post defensively, has Duke, since Zion's gone out of the lineup, and it's obvious, but they haven't found a replacement, and teams are capitalizing on that. Virginia Tech came into this game shorthanded. Justin Robinson, yeah. who had been a star for right. them, was out yet again. He's a guy who's shooting just over 40% from beyond the arc. So this team came in shorthanded.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Texas A&M versus Vanderbilt, college basketball, Saturday at 6 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. So, this is from Lenardi, who, and this is pretty consistent with what most of I've seen. And I don't know if it backs up your argument more or disputes it a little, but here's the teams that are in the tournament that Houston has beaten.
LSU.
We'll get to them. Let's start at the bottom.
You're going to start at the bottom?
Okay. Yeah, because Temple they have is a 12.
Okay.
And that's the one
Temple's
loss.
Temple's 11-12-ish to yeah. me.
Utah State they have is a 12.
That sounds about right.
UCF they have is an 11.
Yeah, that's probably right. UCF in a tight game now with South Florida.
South Florida is actually sneaky decent. They're not
making a tournament.
No, they're not a tournament team, but they're decent. They're better than people thought they were going to be. Cincinnati is 7 seed.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, that's where you put them, yeah. pretty much. So,
and LSU.
And, of course, LSU.
What, do they have a 3 or a 4?
Yeah, they have a 3 on LSU okay. right now, which would make sense.
What do they have, Houston, a 3?
A 3.
Okay.
I still think Houston could get a 2. Can't really lose again.
Houston could get a 2. I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting. Tennessee in the next couple days. Tennessee's playing right now. They were up by like 3 or something against Ole Miss. So that's a close game
I'm
right
sorry,
now.
I'm sorry, LSU's a 4.
Okay. If Ole Miss beats Tennessee and then Tennessee loses to Kentucky, they're way off that 2 line.
Yeah.
And Tennessee's schedule down the stretch in general is pretty tough. You know, if Michigan loses again, they're spinning out of control.
Still, the other threes are pretty good too, though. Marquette, Purdue, and Tech,
all very good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think you'd probably have,
and Marquette's got, you know, a game that's going to go a long way towards deciding where they are tonight. They play Villanova at Villanova.
Yeah,
if they win that game. Yeah, that they might jump UH as far as pecking order of the threes. I don't know what the pecking order is. If I were to guess right now, it's probably Marquette, Houston, Purdue, Tech.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Even that 4 line, you look at those, like LSU, Maryland.
Maryland getting drubbed right now by Penn State. So
okay, and then Kansas and Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I think even if UH loses to Cincinnati in the last game, I think they're probably still a 3.
Assuming they win the tournament.
Yeah.
The AAC tournament. I agree. I think unless they lose multiple games down the stretch, I think a 3 is the worst they're going to finish.
I don't think they're losing multiple games.
I don't either.
They might lose at Cincinnati, but I don't see them losing another
If they
one.
Were to lose on a neutral court early in the tournament,
yeah, but
that could be problematic.
I don't think they're going to lose early in the tournament.
I don't think so.
I think it would at least be
Cincinnati or UCF.
Or maybe Memphis gets hot. I don't know.
No. Memphis, if they don't beat you in Memphis, Memphis ain't beating you.
And I don't think Temple would beat them again.
I don't think so either.
40-29 with 2:58 to go in the first half.
It looks like you're safe. at least for tonight. East Carolina, the Pirates won't get you.
And your Rockets are up on the Hornets 41-33.
Boy, Hornets. Big win. What can you say? Lots of action. Big win.
But no, I my opinion of UH all along has been they've gotten better as the season has gone on. I firmly think they belong in that 3-2 seed range, depending on how they finish up. And I think they've got a shot at getting to the Final Four if everything falls right. Because you never know. If you wind up with, say, Duke's the one seed and Zion's back or something like that,
yeah,
you're not getting to the Final Four. But I think Sweet 16 would be legitimate. It'd be a disappointment to not do that.
I agree with that.
And I think, if you get that far, then one of the other big seeds loses, you got a shot. But I think the Final Four would be a stretch. I think Sweet 16, Elite Eight.
I think Final Four is the ceiling. I don't think it's unreachable. I think that's about the limit. But
yeah.
But even that, if that were to happen, even
that's pretty freaking amazing.
If this
amazing.
Team makes the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, I mean, you're talking about where this program's been versus where they are now.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't even born when they were doing this before. So, I think it would be. I think it'd be pretty amazing. And guess what?
By the way, I was born technically.
I keep forgetting.
Aaron wasn't born, but I was born.
Yeah. Well,
I lived through Phi Slamma Jamma, Fred.
What, four?
I was four in 84. So, yeah, pretty much.
But I do think, assuming he stays, which, that's always going to be an issue, that they're just going to get better and better.
Agreed.
And he's got a chance now to start getting some.
Once he gets like a blue chip A-level talent in there, like an NBA player, he's going to be onto something. And that's what in fact, during this break, go ahead and do your read. I'm going to look up when the last time a team didn't have a first rounder on their roster
okay.
that won the championship.
I'm kind of curious about that too. Right. Although I do think, he's not going to be a one and done. He's not good enough. I do think Hinton could turn into that kind of player by the end of his career here, but he's not that player now.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey guys, you want to talk about transformation? How about you try Innovative Lasers of Houston? Matter of fact, I was over there today, and man, this is such an easy process. I was sitting there making bets on my phone while I was having the laser treatment. That's how easy it is. There's no painful procedures or downtime. And I lost over 7 inches doing this, and I'm doing another little run here to get a couple more off. And it's so easy. You just go in, the ladies take care of you. They get you set up. You do your treatment. Boom, done. It's nothing invasive. They're not putting anything on you. Basically, it's just a laser, and it shrinks the fat, and they can target areas. And in my case, I wanted my stomach targeted, and they've done that, and it's made a huge difference. And if you give them a call right now at 281-888-3094, mention ESPN 97.5, you're going to get 50% off the regular price and three free sessions. That's 50% off, three free sessions. And make sure you mention ESPN 97.5. The consultation's free if you want to go find out what they're about. And I recommend you do that and check it out. And if you go with it, make sure you tell them ESPN 97.5. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com or give them a call, 281-888-3094.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back. On the Blitz. So you went back to...
I went back to 1980. And I stopped there because I figured we don't need to go any further.
Because you weren't born yet.
I figure if it happened before I was born, it shouldn't even count. But every national championship basketball team since 1980 had a first-round draft pick on it. Every single one. Unless I somehow missed one along, but I don't think I did.
No, and
some of them I didn't have to even look at the roster because I remember.
And UH doesn't have a guy in the top 60 of most of the mock drafts that I've looked at. So, all right, let's wrap up the show. This is it. Last segment already.
Wow.
With deaths.
I'm exhausted.
So, let's see. Celebrities. Louis Vuitton, 1892, dies at 70. Did that do anything for you?
No. The Louis Vuitton Don.
Stan Laurel of Laurel and Hardy, dead at 65.
I was a Hardy man.
1983, Tennessee Williams, U.S. playwright, dead at 71. He was as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol, famous for 15 minutes in 1987, dead at 58.
15 minutes?
Yeah. That's it. That's how famous he was, 15 minutes.
That guy, he got whatever he wanted from the ladies.
And the men. Yeah,
he had it all.
Oh, yeah. 2014.
What was that show, Vinyl?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Vinyl. And then he was also in The Doors. They kind of had the... He was a total weird in The Doors. 2014, Harold Ramis.
Vinyl, by the way, showed, what's her name? Full Bush.
Oh, yeah, with the giant one.
Yeah, like a full... That was a Merkin. But...
Let's see.
What's her name? Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Pretty hot.
Yeah.
Too much for me.
I like the lawn mode.
By the way, Ole Miss up 5 at halftime on Tennessee. So if you're looking for a way to that 2 line, the door's opening.
1848, John Quincy Adams, the 6th U.S. president, dead of a stroke at 80. That's a good run for 1848.
Where do you rank him? I know that's always important to you.
Yeah, I have to go back and look at my rankings. I don't have them up right now, but he's down the list.
Okay.
The Adams, both the Adams, you kind of like.
Above or below Jimmy Carter?
Below, believe it or not.
Okay.
And I don't think much of Jimmy Carter.
Gerald Ford?
Underrated.
Okay.
1957, Bugs Moran died of lung cancer in prison at 65. Least most famous Bugs. Because... Bugsy Siegel would have been the better Bugs.
And Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, of course. And Lola Bunny. Well, it's not really a
Bugs. Not a Bugs.
All right, let's see if these best deaths measure up, because I'm not impressed with the deaths today.
I mean, Aaron has no control over who died.
And he's got nothing but popes on here. Okay, popes don't go under best deaths, all right? Popes go under popes. Sabinian. Okay, here we go. Here's your best deaths. 1965, Malcolm X.
Okay. How old was he?
39. Not a good run.
Not a good run.
1994, Bill Hicks. Stand-up comedian from here.
Yeah? Not a good run for him either.
32, pancreatic cancer. Ooh.
How's that happen at 32? What can you do to your pancreas in that amount of time?
You just have a pancreas that's bleeped up, faulty, unfortunately. Yeah.
Faulty pancreas, huh?
1999, Billy Graham, evangelist.
Superstar Billy Graham.
No, not superstar Billy Graham.
Oh.
Super God Billy Graham.
Oh.
Dead at 99. 1999, Carlos Hathcock, USMC sniper with 93 confirmed kills.
Half
dead at
what?
47. Hath it and we'll travel. 2003.
What's the last name?
Yeah.
Hathcock.
2003. It's a Beautiful Day, Neighbors.
R.I.P.
Fred
Mr. Rogers.
I haven't watched that thing on HBO.
I never called him Fred, but because I have respect for him.
He was Mr. Rogers.
It's Mr. Rogers to you.
Leonard Nimoy in 2015 of Star Trek.
Yeah.
He went on to...
Is Mr. Rogers the most famous Fred?
Probably.
I mean, Flintstone, but...
Yeah, but he doesn't count.
Fictional...
Bill Paxton, 2017 also, so...
Hmm.
Yeah, I would say probably Fred Rogers, most
Fred
famous
Astaire.
Fred. Yeah, those two are close, but that was a long time ago with Astaire.
Yeah. I don't know.
I might make the top 10 of that list. There's not a lot of Freds.
I mean, there's a lot of... There's Freddie Mercury, Frederick Douglass.
Yeah. I don't know if they're really Freds.
Right, said Fred.
No.
Fred got fingered.
None of those count. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.